Welcome to the Confident Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Johnson. If you find yourself here, it may mean that you're looking for courage, clarity, or confidence in some part of your life. I interview experts in business and life each week and share strategies for success, motivation, and mindset. If you want to learn more about how I can help you grow your business as an extension of yourself and help transform you into a confident entrepreneur, check out my online business courses on my website at jenniferannjohnson.com. Now let's get started. Today, we welcome into the studio Jennifer Alvarez Linguidi. She holds a Bachelor of Arts degree in psychology from FGCU, and she graduated from the Institute of Integrative. Oh, integrative. Oh, I can't even read today. Integrative nutrition, and is considered a functional esthetician health coach. Wow. I didn't know there was such a thing.
I made it a thing.
That's the way to be, right? That's pretty cool. And you have a fully specialty license in skincare. And she's currently attending the American Academy of Functional Medicine and will be soon officially a functional medical practitioner. That's pretty darn cool. We got to talk about that. We definitely have to talk about that. And you're trained in body treatments to massage therapy, a whole number of things. You're a part of the National Association of Skincare Professionals, and you're also trained in resurfacing technologies like the HydroFacial. I've never had one of those.
Really? It's amazing.
So you have a lot of knowledge. It looks like you're learning a lot as well. And a lot of it is around the functional medicine, which we're going to talk about in another podcast, but all of this deals with stress, right? As entrepreneurs, as women, as mothers, we are stressed, right?
Definitely. And I feel it's so important for people to recognize when they're feeling the stress so that they can conquer the stress and implement a plan so that they can get it in check. Because when stress is out of control is when it really makes an impact negatively on our bodies.
So we're going to talk about the impacts, but how do you know? I mean, I'm sure everybody has their own thing, but how do you know when you're stressed?
Well, I feel it in my body. I feel it through pain, or if I am having trouble functioning, like if I can't even focus, if I'm feeling a little bit of anxiety, that's where I feel the stress. Mm-hmm. Personally. And so when I feel those things, I really recognize them. And then I take some deep breaths. I, have a lot of different things that I do depending on how I'm feeling as to how I tackle it. But usually I like to get a massage.
I love that. And, I know when I get stressed, I feel it in my shoulders and in my neck. It's like I'm hunching. I'm constantly in this state of, if you can see me on camera, I'm literally holding myself almost like I am, and I do clench my jaw. I do all of that. Then comes the headaches, and then comes, TMJ, oh my gosh. Oh yes. All of that. And so everybody has a different way that stress comes about in them.
Definitely. And a lot of times people go to food. And I know that's something that I've done too in the past, where it's, you tend to go and make the wrong choice for food because it makes you so happy. Mm-hmm. But knowing about what the food does to you and the body, it really helps also to make the better choice.
So let's talk about what stress actually does to our minds and what stress does to our bodies. Because, we've all heard stuff, but what does it really do?
So it's so interesting because stress really helps people also. So in a way, stress is good because it motivates us to make changes. So for instance, if you are in the woods and you have this bear that's running after you, that's going to cause a lot of stress in your body, but it's going to motivate you to run away.
Get out of the bear's way.
Okay, I'm going, I'm running. And so we need to have a certain amount of stress to motivate us to make a change. So that's like a perfect example.
Is it like adrenaline?
Yeah.
Or no? Is it different?
Well, it's a combination of things, but you can think of it like that because, that's really what what happens. It's like fight or flight type of
thing. And
that's
a good kind of stress.
Exactly. Yes, because, you know, if we didn't experience certain levels of stress, we would never get out of bed, or we would, you know, like there's certain things that have to be done when we have those feelings. So
negatives, what is it physically doing to us?
Raises your blood pressure. It also causes your body and your cells to feel pain. And
like differently, like more intense or?
Yes. I mean, it, like I said, it's very different for everybody, but a lot of times when you are subjected to a lot of stress on a regular basis, this is when you have people that will develop cancer or will develop these diseases or will have a heart attack because they haven't manifested the proper approaches to handling the stress. And also the way that you look at it is really, it really impacts your whole mind and your body. So it's very important to take what is happening and actually make an impact on yourself by making a change. But yeah, there's so many things that can happen if people don't make the changes pretty quickly. We all have some kind of cancer in our bodies, and it actually takes a certain amount of stress to pull it out.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's honestly very scary to think about. Like,
it's crazy. We all have, you know, in our genes and our genetic makeup, we all have these, you know, issues that can be pulled out by a certain amount of stress. So it's very important that the stress level is maintained at a place where you can actually cope with it. Yeah.
So let's talk about ways that we can reduce that stress level. Do you have five ways? Let's talk about five ways, because I know everybody's got a number, right? There's always a number. Maybe yours is six. I don't know. But give us some ideas on how we can reduce our stress level.
Okay. The first thing is you've got to laugh and have fun. Like, people are so serious these days, and everybody's hustling and have, you know, side jobs and this and that and the other thing, or, you know, hustling with the kids. It is so important to find some time to laugh and enjoy yourself, whether that's reading a book or watching a movie or going dancing or helping out a charity, whatever it is. Make sure that you have fun on the list, because that really alleviates stress right there. Just having fun. It also helps with anti-aging, side note.
And hey, we like that, along with the massage and the facials.
Now, of course, you know, visiting Purely You Spa would be amazing. You know,
it would be.
Because that's definitely one of my favorites.
Which is your spa, which I realized, I apologize, I did not bring that up at the beginning. You own a spa. You own Purely You Spa here in Naples, Florida.
Yes, it's a certified organic spa that focuses on a proactive approach to health and wellness and stress relief. So it's really awesome. But I love getting a massage. That's my personal favorite thing to do in life, besides eat.
That's right. I like to eat and then massage. Let's do that all together.
Let's just do that all the time. Okay. So definitely having fun, getting a massage, doing something of stress relief that could look like to you. Maybe it's yoga. Maybe you want to go on a walk. So doing something where it's like a meditative type of a thing is very helpful. Exercise is huge. It really helps to, you know, oxygenate the mind, the body. I think that's wonderful. And then take a cold plunge.
Oh my gosh. We're not talking about cold plunge. I couldn't even. Oh my word.
You know, what's so crazy is cold plunging is one of the best ways to get oxygen to the brain.
It's because you freeze, it gets it moving.
It's just, there are so many reasons as to why it's so beneficial. There's so many things.
Do you do them?
Oh, yes. I love it. I fell in love with the experience a couple months ago when I was in Orlando. I went to a conference and I loved the experience so much. I had to get one for Purely You Spa. That experience had to be brought to Naples.
Yeah. Are you in like 3 minutes?
It's 3 minutes.
Do you work up to that though?
39 degrees. You know, it really just depends on your personality. You know, I had a gentleman that was in there, you know, from Canada. And he was like, I want to do 6 minutes. So
oh my, it just really depends. It's a hero.
There was another gentleman that did 10 minutes, but most people, I think 3 minutes is just fine. Yeah.
Wow.
So we talked about exercise. We talked about the stress relief with meditation, mm-hmm. or, you know, getting the massage. We talked about having fun. And then we'll go into the rest when we get back from the commercial, I guess.
Absolutely. Is your closet overflowing, or maybe your kids' closets are as well? Or maybe you just want to redecorate your house. If you're wondering what to do with all that stuff that you've accumulated, bring it all to True Fashionistas, or even ship it to them for free. They'll sell your unwanted items for you, take away all the hassle by doing all the work, and all you have to do is sit back and collect your money. You can reach out to them online at truefashionistas.com, come into the store, or check them out on Facebook or Instagram, and that's truefashionistas.com. All right, friends, we are back in studio with Jennifer Alvarez Linguidi, and we are talking about stress relief, that zen. And so, yes, we've talked about exercise and laughing. And what was the other one?
We talked
massage.
About
massage.
Yes, yes, definitely.
That's cold plunge. What other ways do you have? What other things can we do?
Now, aromatherapy is something that can actually be implemented throughout someone's life. Like, for instance, let's say you get stressed out when you're in the laundry room. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have a certain type of aromatherapy in there. You know, you can have a different type of aromatherapy in your home, you mm-hmm. know, depending on how you feel and how you want to feel. So that's also a little trick. But also, you know, writing it down. So writing down the things that stress you out, I think, is really key, because then you can visually see what is the problem, and then you can make a logical plan mm-hmm. as to how you're going to tackle the obstacle. Because so many people go through life with just the stressor, but then they don't make a plan as mm-hmm. to how they're going to conquer the stress. So then they keep repeating the same problem. They
the
keep
hamster wheel.
The same, yeah, exactly. Getting the same results mm-hmm. with the same, you know, action. So I think that journaling is really very, very important to do, especially at night. I think if people can get out everything that's in their mind,
mm-hmm. yes.
then they can actually quiet their mind enough to have a good night's sleep. And sleep. Sleep is very important for stress relief.
And you know, it's funny you say journaling, because I'm not necessarily a journaler, but I make notes. In fact, I have a huge notebook right here where it's every day. And then I have the satisfaction of crossing it off when I'm done. But at night before I go to bed, I write things down. Remember to do this, but you know, it just frees me. Mm-hmm. So I completely understand how that is a stress reliever.
Yes. And then when you write it down, how do you make sure you get it done?
Well, I'll look at it the next day and I'll just cross it off.
That's perfect.
A marker. Like it's
and doesn't
done.
It make you feel so good?
It makes me feel accomplished.
It's amazing. When you can cross it off your mm-hmm. list, you're like, yeah.
Yeah. It's that for me mm-hmm. is stress relieving mm-hmm. because I can feel the anxiety creeping up going, oh my gosh, oh, tomorrow I have to do this, 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 and this. How am I going to fit it all? And how is this going to work? And then how am I going to get to here? You know, if I write it down and I see it the night before, I can go to bed just knowing that the plan's there. I can do this.
That's awesome. And then also, you know, as an entrepreneur, I think recognizing what your strengths and weaknesses are huge, because, like, for instance, the things that I know that I don't excel at, those are the things that I really like to outsource.
Absolutely.
Because then I can just accomplish so much more with the day, and I don't have to do the things that I know either take me longer or that I don't enjoy to
right.
do. And then that doesn't cause me stress
right.
because I have somebody else that's able to do it better than I am.
And that's one of the smartest business decisions ever. I've got to tell you, when I started doing that, it changed me, because, you know, there were things like you said, these don't bring me joy. I hate doing these things. Or I didn't like doing them because I knew I wasn't good at them. And once you start finding your people, finding your tribe, finding your proverbial bench, I call it, or your CEO board kind of thing, mm-hmm. whether that's your accountant, an attorney, whatever, it changes. Mm-hmm. It changes the stress level.
Definitely. Definitely.
but it's wonderful advice for sure. How do you reduce your stress level as an entrepreneur? Because you're an entrepreneur, you own Purely You Spa, you're doing all kinds of things. I see you everywhere and it's stressful.
You know, it's so funny that I actually love to work.
Now, I'm in the same group as you. I love it.
I love it. Like when I'm meeting with people, when I'm helping them, it's almost stress relieving for me to do what I do best. So I feel very blessed that I am surrounded by amazing people and a wonderful team also, which allows me to do that. And my children, I would say, are really exciting people. You know, they're 5 and 7.
Oh my gosh.
And so, you know, it's really nice. My husband does a wonderful job of helping with them. Mm-hmm. And I keep them very active. They do jiu-jitsu and all that kind of stuff. So sometimes that could be a little stressful, just kind of juggling, you know, the mom life, mom life with all the other things that I do. But I would say really being organized with my plan, with my schedule and time blocking really helps me a lot. And, you know, for instance, if I'm going to be on the north side of Naples, then I'm going to be making sure that everything that I need to do is on the north side of Naples. And then if I'm going to be at the main location, then I'll, you know, make sure that I do that. So I really try to time block. And then also, depending on what I'm doing for work, I try to make sure that I'm using that type of brain. So for instance, if I'm working on someone, if I'm doing a technical job, then I try to make sure that I'm doing technical, so that I'm not doing technical and then, you know, having to do black and white types of things, you know.
That makes sense.
So I love using both right and left brain, but I have to time block so that it makes me more efficient. So I really love doing that. I think that that's very helpful. I am still working on exercise. I'm telling you, ever since, I would say like the last 2 years or so, that's been a little bit more challenging for me, but that's on my like to-do list for this year. So I'm really excited because it's going to happen.
And, you know, and I was just having this conversation with someone last night because I just started working out this year as well.
Awesome.
I mean, I don't love working out, I'm going to be honest, but I knew I needed to do it. And this couple of ladies were talking and they're just like, you know, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, you know what? All you have to do is the first step. Take the first step because it's going to be the hardest.
That's so true.
And once you're doing it for a couple of weeks, you're going, the endorphins and everything else, all those hormones are going to be going, oh my God, I love you. You're not going to want to stop.
I actually love to work out. It's just, you know, you have to find the time and then also make it a priority because I've recognized that it hasn't been a priority to me. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason why I haven't found the time. So once you recognize that it's a priority, then making the time, I think,
that's
what I'm looking forward to doing.
Well, I have loved our conversation today. If our listeners would like to get a hold of you, how can they do so?
They can call 239-233-9633, or they can text me, or they can email at Jen, at purelyyouspa.com, PURELYYOUSPA.com. I'm also on Instagram at Jennifer Alvarez Linguidi, and also on Instagram at purelyyouspa.
Fabulous. Wonderful. Well, it has been a pleasure having you on today.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Thank you, my friends, for joining me today and every week here on The Confident Entrepreneur, brought to you by True Fashionistas. If you want to take your business to the next level, check out my website, jenniferannjohnson.com, to sign up for my emails or connect with me. Have a fabulous day.